Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And one of the topics that we've covered on the site over the past couple of years has been the topic of enterprise search. Everybody knows that finding corporate content is almost impossible if you don't have good search tools available to you to surface that content. And many companies have asked themselves, why isn't enterprise search as easy as Google makes regular search? So today, to talk about these issues and what might the future of enterprise search look like, we have Ron Miller, a content management expert, with us to talk about enterprise search and why it's been so difficult. So Ron, welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in.
Good, good. Okay, so now let's get to it. My first question for you is something I just alluded to. Why is enterprise search so difficult? And why isn't it more like Google?
Well, that's a good question. And like you said, it's something that I've been hearing for a long, long time. So if you have content, which is, you know, typically unstructured data, the idea is you want to get at it, you want to find it, and you want to use it. And if you can't get at it, you know, it's pretty useless, right? Because then you're sort of left reinventing the wheel every time you need to do a PowerPoint presentation or write a proposal or whatever it is. So you're right. Companies have recognized that for some time, you know, they need this kind of functionality, and an enterprise search industry has developed around it. But it hasn't been as satisfying as web search. So, you know, why is that? If you look at it, it's very similar in many ways. You crawl, you index, and then you have this index of documents that you can search. And it works great on the web. But what we've found is it doesn't work so great in-house because the world is smaller. And that may be counterintuitive, but when you have a smaller sample set, it's sometimes harder to really nail down the best result. And Google has a world of results on the web, and it can look at all of those possibilities and find the one, two, or three results that make the most sense for your particular search, and they're really, really good at it, and they have been for a long time. So Google has a Google search appliance for the enterprise, and that hasn't completely solved the problem, and it's Google, you know, branded and Google created and developed. And then there's another aspect of it, too. There's the whole problem of big data and searching across all of that structured data. So there's really a couple of big problems to solve now, and I think that we are still working at both of them.
There are some services like, say, Microsoft Delve that are starting to, you know, bring this process to fruition where you can kind of not just surface the content that the user's actually searching on based on, you know, the text that they search on, but also pushing additional content that might be relevant to that user based on the documents that user accesses, kind of smart search, semantic search. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, and I've seen some of that. I mean, like if you use Evernote as you're creating notes or saving stuff to Evernote, they throw in these either your previous notes or stuff from the web that may make sense in the context of what your note is saying. And I don't know. I haven't had a huge amount of experience with these kinds of tools. But the ones that I have had experience with, I find still don't do this great job of, like, reading what it is exactly that you need and want. It's finding stuff that is somewhat relevant, but not necessarily. It still doesn't do a good job of reading your mind.
Right. Now, here's another question, and you talked about the problem of structured and data and search. What about the problem of cloud-based assets, where you're not only searching things behind, you know, on premises behind the firewall, but now you're also searching cloud-based assets. And how does that hybrid equation, where you're trying to do both, how does that complicate enterprise search even further?
Well, it definitely complicates it because, then you have a number of different repositories. Now, if you think about it, there are a number of different repositories, even if you're thinking about on-prem. So theoretically, it shouldn't complicate it as much as it probably does. But when you have stuff in the cloud, you may be forced to use your cloud vendor search tool to find what you want. But then that doesn't necessarily help you if you want to do a broader search across both, say, your SharePoint repository and your Box repository. So then there are some options. I mean, I found out the hard way a couple of years ago. I was using Google Drive. I had a really, really small hard drive on my old MacBook Air, and I didn't realize that Google Drive, as I had set it up, was saving the content to my local machine. So I learned as my hard drive, my 64 gig hard drive, filled up almost instantly, that they actually aren't just making a cloud copy, they're making a local copy too. So in those kinds of instances, which is not ideal, obviously, but then your whatever tools you're using to search across your entire repository of information would search across, your Dropbox, your Google Drive, your Box repository or whatever, if those are showing up in your Explorer and your Network Explorer. So if you don't have those, then there are some tools that index across the cloud and on. But again, I'm not sure how effective those are or, how well they solve the problem.
So now let's talk about the future. What should companies think about in terms of improving enterprise search?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to think beyond the search box. Now, if you think about it, it's a little box. The idea of entering some keywords and getting a set of results back is the way we've kind of been conditioned to find information since the mid to late 90s. So that's the way we think it has to work. But I think we do have to kind of move beyond that and start to look at solutions that think the way we think. And, to some extent, the types of solutions that you were alluding to earlier that come up with some things that maybe you didn't ask for that may be related to what you're thinking about is a step in that direction. But I'm also thinking that with the rise of machine learning and artificial intelligence, and as those things begin to develop more, we should be able to rely more on the machine to know what we're looking for and to find what we're looking for and to have a much broader sense of what's out there than, a simple index search might find. Now, it's advanced technology. Obviously, I'm thinking the future. The question was about the future, but all of these things are easier said than done. But I think, with machine learning and artificial intelligence, there's really a lot of potential there to build tools that will help us search across vast data and content repositories. And, mixing those structured and unstructured data sources and finding all kinds of information and presenting it to us in different ways beyond the list of results that we're used to getting today.
So really thinking about kind of maybe tagging our assets so that they can surface more easily, using smart tagging, using other ways that kind of push content that's related in clusters, and as you mentioned, kind of thinking beyond just the search box and thinking about other ways of presenting search results in a meaningful way?
Yeah, because, I think there are limits to the way that we've searched in the past, and that has worked. And, even when you think about the web, it's ginormous, right? But I think that the amount of data that we're going to be talking about, and, so, again, sort of, there's two piles of information here. There's content like documents, and then there's the unstructured data, but all of that is going to be important in the future. And finding information and the ability to anticipate what we need and the kinds of information that's out there that will help us make better business decisions and better business, better just even decisions about how to proceed with what we should be doing during the day based on what's going on in the business. I think all of these things are going to start to happen. It sounds kind of sci-fi-ish, but I think that they will begin to happen over time as we begin to develop these more advanced types of tools to help us find them. And eventually, I mean, I think tagging is absolutely, essential. And sometimes it's as simple as saying, okay, on TechCrunch, which is a site I write for, they have tags. And if you click the tag name, next to the article, you get all of the articles that were written about that company. It's really simple, but it's very effective, right? I want to know everything that has been written about IBM on the site, boom, and it's just one click and you're there. You don't have to explicitly enter IBM in the search box and then have to deal with, the IBM company result as well as, a myriad of results that mention the word IBM. These are just things that would be tagged IBM, so there would definitely be stories about the company. So it's one simple, small way to kind of narrow down the results to something that makes a lot more sense than what you would tend to get from a search box. But, I mean, I see much more advanced things than that moving forward where, you can begin to have the machine generate results in a way that is based on what you're working on and, kind of maybe even have like a split screen and the information will start to fill in based on what you're working on. And like maybe you need this and maybe you need that. Mm-hmm. And then learn based on what you respond.
And possibly also combine with external data?
Almost definitely. I mean, I think there'll be internal data sources and external data sources and information from the web, which is just going to be one data source, and finding all of these different types of information and pulling them together for you, creating charts and graphs and presenting it in ways that make sense so that you can begin to make sense of the information and use that information in the context of what you're doing.
Well, Ron, as always, thanks so much for shedding light on some of these issues and taking the time with us today.
Yeah, I hope I was able to do that. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And for more on enterprise search and all things content management related, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. Thank you.